This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Earlier this spring, brush fires sent plumes of smoke over the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey. That's right, a forest fire in New Jersey. We do hear of wildfires spreading across the West, like the massive blaze in Fort McMurray, Canada, but a combination of factors, including climate change, may be threatening other parts of the country.
The single most destructive fire in U.S. history could occur not in the American West, but in the Northeast. In the New Jersey Pinelands, a 1.1 million acre tract, a small wildfire breaks out every few days this spring.
Kyle Dickman is contributing editor at Outside Magazine. He wrote for Rolling Stone about the possibility of America's worst wildfire disaster happening on the populated East Coast. We reached him on Skype. Kyle, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So we just heard a little bit from a video that accompanied your article, which takes us into the heavily forested Pinelands in southern New Jersey. And someone there you spoke to called the Pinelands the biotic equivalent of a munitions depot. What is the Pinelands and why is it especially at risk for wildfire disaster?
So the Pinelands is a 1.1 million acre tract of forested land that's just outside, it's actually between Philadelphia and Atlantic City. Why is it so at risk for wildfires? It's because since it was set aside as a reserve in the 1970s, there's been very little management done to that land. And so that's just given the forest an opportunity to grow much, much thicker. And I think what people forget about New Jersey is that it used to be all forest and it used to burn regularly. And so now you have this tract of forest that's surrounded by 750,000 people, and the ecology of that environment hasn't changed.
So there are regular little brush fires inside of this forest land. Have there been many this year?
There haven't been many this year. They do get regular wildfires every year. Most of them are actually started by people. The thing is that their forest fire service is really good at catching them before they get big and destructive. And the reason that is because most of the fires have to have a certain alignment of conditions to get big and explosive. It has to be dry, it has to be windy, and they just haven't had those conditions when a fire started this year.
There was, however, a large wildfire in the Pinelands in 1963, but in your reporting, you found that the same fire would be much more destructive today. Why?
Mostly because there's a lot more people. And so if you look at wildfires in the West, which is where I'm from, what drives costs out here is mostly just the number of houses that a fire burns or the number of houses that it threatens to burn. So in New Jersey, there are now 500,000 more people living in the same place that this fire burned in 1963. And so if that fire were to occur today, it would be exponentially more destructive.
Well, Kyle, you have seen wildfire disasters up close. You live in Santa Fe, you worked as a firefighter, worked as a hotshot. So do you think you are more disposed, you know, to see the vulnerability, to think that the big one is coming?
Because I was a hotshot, I don't think so. I think mostly because I've spent a lot of time talking to experts in this field. I mean, I would make the case that my personal experience as a firefighter taught me how to swing at Pulaski, but not judge whether or not a town was liable to burn. But the way I came on this story is I talked to a guy, he's the foremost fire expert in the world, named Stephen Pine. And Stephen Pine said, sort of in passing, he said, the worst wildfire in American history is likely to hit New Jersey. And that was when my ears sort of perked up and I was like, what? New Jersey has forests?
Well, we did see during Superstorm Sandy, of course, what happens when disaster strikes a dense urban area. Is there capacity there in this least populated parts of the state to fight a large-scale fire?
I would probably make the case that there's not capacity anywhere to fight a fire like 1963. It's very difficult to control a wildfire when it's burning with a strong wind blowing it. I mean, even in the West, where we have 30,000 wildfires every year, there are still wildfires that we just can't stop because they're burning too intensely. And again, what makes it so scary in New Jersey is that rule applies there. There's just more people.
Yeah, like a half a billion people in population is the guess in the greater, let's say, metropolitan area of New York, which could potentially feel some effects?
Absolutely, they could. Mostly what they would see, they'd be sucking smoke. I mean, so all that forest burns, and even small wildfires will blow smoke into New York City. And I just think it's this, I mean, it's kind of an apocalyptic image of standing in Manhattan and looking up, you know, seeing a smoke column rising from the Pinelands. But that's happened, and it absolutely will happen again.
In proposing that this could be the most destructive fire in history, how do you actually measure a fire's destruction?
Money spent is the number one metric. I think the most important metric is lives lost. You know, hopefully we wouldn't see any lives lost, but I don't know. If history is any lesson, there probably will be. It would be just way too chaotic. But yeah, it's mostly lives lost and money spent.
I'm talking with Kyle Dickman, who reported for Rolling Stone about where the single most destructive wildfire could happen in the U.S., and it's not out west, but on the densely populated East Coast. Well, in your article, we do get a number of points of view on this. Many say, you know, it's not if, but when this is going to hit. But yet an analytics firm says they're not even studying it. Is there agreement that the Pinelands are indeed a dangerous fire risk?
Is there consensus that a wildfire is imminent in New Jersey? There is amongst most experts that I spoke with. So I think there's a little bit of resistance among the state foresters. When I spoke to them, they were pretty insistent that they felt they had a handle on this. But they were the only ones who felt they had a handle on it. All the other experts I spoke to said, you can't control a wildfire, and it's just a matter of time before the right conditions align and you have something destructive crop up. But the question is, how destructive will it be?
So what is being done to prepare the Pinelands for a fire of that scale?
I guess I would say not very much. That's the truth. And it's a little bit hard to blame them. I mean, in the West, there's this quote from one of the researchers in New Jersey, and he says, in California, every year you escape a fire, somebody else's house burns. And in New Jersey, you can go 25 years without seeing any houses burn. So it's a hard thing to keep that risk on the forefront of everybody's conscious, because why would you be worried about something that only happens once a generation? Mm. There are things that can be done. You have to thin the forest. You have to manage it more proactively, things like prescribed fire. So reintroducing natural or intentionally set fires to mimic natural fires and thin out the forest, so when a fire does come through, it burns less intensely. Each homeowner can create what's called defensible space or create a clearing about 100 feet away from their house, limb up the trees, make sure you don't have brush growing right next to your home. So there are lots of things that can be done, but again, it's hard to do that stuff if you're just not thinking about wildfires.
Yeah, I think so many people in urban areas are concerned with quote-unquote urban problems. Urban areas are where the most damage in terms of lives lost and buildings and infrastructure lost could happen. What do you think will make city dwellers start to think about this kind of thing?
Well, people talk about Denver burning. You just need a big incident where you see the type of chaos that a wildfire could wreak on a city. And so in 1990, there was a fire in downtown Oakland that killed 25 people, destroyed 3,300 homes and 2,000 vehicles. It cost $2.67 billion to pick up that damage. And that's, you know, that's pretty extreme, and nobody is hoping any of that will happen. But I think for city dwellers to realize that if they live next to the wilderness, or if they live next to an urban area like San Diego or Los Angeles or Deptford, New Jersey, that they have to be ready for that landscape to ignite, because that's a natural thing and it's going to happen.
Well, we are far from New Jersey and all of those, you know, chemical plants and industry on the side of the parkway. Here in New Hampshire, what are the chances that forest fires could be more common here?
I don't know about more common, but even small patches of wildlands can burn. And so it doesn't have to be a big fire to be a destructive fire. And there are a lot of stories from old firefighters from the Northeast about really big, bad, destructive blazes hitting that part of the country. And I think, like I said, it doesn't have to be big to be destructive. And I think that's what people should be aware of.
Kyle Dickman, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Dickman, he's an author and contributing editor at Outside Magazine. You find a link to more on his article for Rolling Stone, which has maps and historical details and a really interesting little video. The article is called "Will America's Worst Wildfire Disaster Happen in New Jersey?" And the link, again, at wordofmouthradio.org.